Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Tuesday, 12th of June, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me by phone today from the American Chemistry Council is Steve Russell, Vice President for the ACC's Plastics Department. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It's been a busy past week for the ACC. You held your annual meeting between June 4th and June 6th in Colorado, and since then there have been several announcements regarding a few different topics. I wonder if you could start us off with some of the highlights from the annual meeting.
Sure. Well, our meeting is was held at a time of really ongoing, incredible opportunity for our industry. We discussed some of the opportunities and how to leverage them and some of the challenges that we're facing. As your listeners know, I think at last count we're at 325 new domestic projects with a cumulative investment of more than $194 billion. I don't think there's been another manufacturing sector experience this kind of growth, and our industry has accounted for almost one half of all manufacturing construction in the last year. So it's a really exciting time for us. We took the opportunity to wrap up about a year's worth of discussion on a new sustainability initiative where we have had our members align on key sustainability principles and a vision to achieve those principles. And so we're really excited about that. It represents a new direction, but an opportunity to distill around some core values, the kinds of activities that our industry had already been engaged in, but hadn't taken the opportunity to articulate and formalize. So we're really excited about that.
So in addition to some of the economic and chemical and technological topics that were discussed there, you also had some political discussions that were being held, and I wonder if we could bring up the recent G7 meeting. They had the annex to the Ocean Plastics Charter. I was wondering, could you give me your reaction to the charter, and were you surprised by the U.S. and Japan not signing it with the other countries?
So I think the plastic makers in the United States have been really consistent in our recognition that marine debris is a significant challenge and that we have a role to play in addressing it. And ACC and many of our industry colleagues in North America and in fact around the world have been actively engaged in working on the issue for many years, including investing in infrastructure projects and pilot projects and education and science. So we were pleased that Canada chose to prioritize the issue, and we have been providing examples of how our industry could contribute to solutions in discussions with each of the G7 members over the last several weeks and months leading up to this. So it was a little bit of a surprise to us how the G7 ended, but we are at the same time committed to working with stakeholders and governments, including the G7 governments, in achieving our pretty aggressive recycling and recovery goals.
It's interesting you mentioned Canada. Their trade group counterpart recently listed some of their sustainability goals that remind me of the announcement that your plastics division of the ACC made back in May regarding the three goals for recycling and recovering all plastic packaging in the U.S. by 2040. Would the U.S.'s decision have any effect on the ACC's goals?
Not at all.
And in terms of the leadership that the ACC is taking in this, could you expand a little bit on some of the recent decisions, including the ACC CEO, Cal Dooley, announcing this week that he would delay his retirement to 2019?
So, you know, David, that was really another notable part of the board meeting. There was strong recognition that the marine debris issue really was an issue both for the plastics and the chemical industries, and that it was addressing that issue as a priority. And to do that really requires us to think about ending plastic waste. And as we as the members reflected on both the priority of the issue and the need to make the response a global response, that led to discussions between Cal and the board that this would be a good time for him to take the opportunity to both galvanize what that strategy would be to end plastic waste in the environment and also to build support for that strategy throughout the global industry. And I think Cal would say, and in fact he did, say that this is an issue that is also a strong personal interest as well as a professional interest. And so he agreed at the board's request to continue his work to make sure that the strategy and the globalization of the strategy was successfully launched.
Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the time.
And thanks to everyone for listening. As always, if you'd like more information, be sure to visit ISIS.com and be sure to tune in for our next podcast.